joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-2 draw at Worldston. Alan, how much character did the side show today after being 2 down so early on?
Very much so. I thought we were sloppy and we've given away too many chances and we've scored 2 goals, but as a team, to come back after the last couple of minutes. Hamzy went to watch them last week, went to watch them, got them watched on Saturday, went to watch them Tuesday, done all the preparation for on the training ground, and before you know it, the lad who was said we've got to watch scores in the first 30 seconds, we do pick up from a corner, which was said that's what happened. So you all over, Carl gets nicks a goal. So when at half time this year, we've got to go back to basics again and have a belief. And now, Carl scored another great goal as well. With Luke coming on and Lodgy doing well when he come on, and you know, I'm pleased for Carl. He's knocked himself 2 goals there, so I believe that's done the world of good. We might need to freshen things up on Monday. I think we will, to be honest. We'll look at a few little, you know, I didn't think we performed that well up front to tell you, even though Carl's 2 goals. And we're a good side, so coming away from here, being 2-0 down, I'm pleased with a point.
What was up at the start? Why did we take 5 minutes to go and why did it take us to go 2 down?
I haven't got a clue. I couldn't believe it. I thought some of the senior players didn't do so well today. That's what I thought. We played some good football, and against them, it's been 5 goals, hasn't it, and all that. And it being some good football, but I thought some of the senior ones didn't do so good. Even in the second half, Tufts has had to do a couple of saves there, and I'm thinking maybe our back three, who on paper are good players, they have just gifted, all three of them have been gifted one of them a chance. You know, Fletch back pass, Duke's back pass, I think it was, Tomo gets done on a 1-1 and let's go gun in. And I think they're not usually like that. So if we can tighten up on Monday, and if we win on Monday, it's been a great point to do, and that's all we can do. We're 3 games unbeaten now, so look on the positives on that. So just got to do a little bit better defensively and we'll be okay.
It was a great point today. Worldstone away, a difficult place to come, and we were 2-0 down, but were you disappointed not to nick it at the end?
I think I was in the first half. The chances we had, Bobby swears that the legs were taken away from him when he was a yard out. We've had Huckle had a head of that's called Dennis, right? He hasn't done absolutely nothing since he's picked up his award at the end of the season, and he's just trying to give it a bring in with the brothers. So I thought on chances we had the better in the clear cut chances. When you get days like this, you don't think it's going to go in, but fair play to the lads to go right with every end and nick one at the end. And I thought the point was a fair result all round. And I watched him play midweek against Hastings, done very, very well. Or we watched him, and we're happy with that, we're alright.
How did you rate Luke Hanson on his debut?
I done well. I thought he'd come on and he passed a good ball, what led to a goal, really, second goal. So he done well, and he's a kid, young lad, played Compton South football. That's what we need a few bodies around the place. I am trying to get a couple more in for Monday. We've got Hickey suspended at the minute and Hawley's unavailable. So if we picked up a knock a deer, like Hooks has got a whack on the nose, and we've got he got one or two, but I think it'll both be fine. I think we should be going in fully fit for Monday, that's what I think.
From a neutral's perspective, 2 great games against Worldston. How inevitable is it we're going to meet them in the playoffs?
I believe there'll be plenty of girls, won't there? Like, so be more girls in crowd, to be honest. But now we'll hopefully it'll not be like that again, because you've got to come here, and the only downside of it, you look again, we've just scored 2 goals away from home and we're not winning games. I could say it's been a story of the season. I could say Wallace conceded goals, but I can't, because I thought the lads backed in and done well to turn this league. So fair play all round, 11 lads to come back from 2-0 down. I've got no complaints about that.
Looking ahead to the game on Monday, a point is a good result here, but you're looking for 3 points on Monday.
Got to win the game. There's no ifs or buts or how. We've got to win the game. If we get it, you know, we're 3 games unbeaten. We've got to win with home games in the season. We wouldn't beat that home this year. We're having a good little run. I think the form, because even though the last 3 games haven't been bad, before that when we were losing games, I still thought we were playing quite well. Today, not so much, to be honest. I thought today we played some good attacking stuff, but not so good defensive stuff, and we lacked a bit of quality at times. But if we get our quality right and get the players prepared and we rest right, we'll be off on Monday.
But if we do make the playoffs, Worldstone are likely to be one of the teams in there. We've got nothing to fear from anyone in that.
I said that in the week and all that, you know, we'll ever go against anybody. I think teams will think the same about us, to be honest. I think it's the most open league it's ever been. And you know, like, we'll go into games fancying it, but I think teams will play against us and see we concede one or two, but we'll fancy it as well. So it's game on. It's quite exciting, really. So game on, and we'll have a good go on Monday, that's for sure.